Gretzky. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Alrighty, let's roll, baby. It's 2:05 here on this early Friday. It's KJ After Dark. Chachi Strzemski guiding you to the overnight and keeping you company right here on the Fan. Get aboard. I want to hear from you. 877-337-6666. We have my main man, the Nittany Lion, wearing a Saquon Barkley t-shirt. Mike Fliegelman, he's on the other side. You have the maestro in the building, Harris Salen. With your updates every 20 minutes, we're with you up until 5:40. It will be Alan Jerry with the warm-up show. Then it will be Boomer and Gio at 6. Where else? The Fan right here in New York City. And who knew that on the same week we would say goodbye to the Yankees in 2018 and their season would come to a close, and we would also do the same for the New York Football Giants. And yes, we can now get this on record. We can now document this fully. The 2018 New York Giants, my friends, are donezo. Donezo. As they have now fallen to 1-5 on the year, and they are embarrassed every which way. No ifs, ands, or buts in what was hyped up to be, at least by one little talk radio host, as a must win at home against the reigning world champs. Well, you saw the reigning world champs look like the reigning world champs. And on the other sideline, you saw why the New York Giants have been nothing short of a disaster for the last 2 years. An absolute nightmare. In fact, this is giving me flashbacks. This is giving me deja vu to what we saw last year. New coaching staff, new general manager, new shiny new toy who's doing everything in his power to help the New York Giants, by the way, and one Saquon Barkley, but the same ugly and hideous results. This game started off as badly as it could start off. And this, by the way, is not going to be music to the ears of the Eli Manning apologist group. He stunk on Thursday night. He stunk. That pick, I got a text from Fliegelman, and we had a good laugh over this one. Not to poke fun at Eli Manning, who's had a great, distinguished Giant career. But I said to Fliegelman, or maybe he said to me, I forget, my head is still spinning. I wonder what the Eli apologist is going to say after that one. I wonder who they're going to blame on that one. Because that's a hideous decision. And sure enough, what did it do? It set a terrible tone for the game. But Eli Manning's not by himself. He's not the only reason the Giants got smoked in this game. Their offensive line, as we know, it stinks. You signed Nate Solder in the offseason, coming over from the New England Patriots. He's been a turnstile. And it just goes to show in New England, they know what they're doing when they let go of a player. They know what they're doing. Because Solder right now has not stabilized the left side of that offensive line. So the offensive line is completely battered by Philadelphia. You have the Giants, and I don't care who you are. When you're a football team, you got to convert on third down. You got to get off the field on third down. Well, the Giants, starting off this game, are 0-8 on third down. How do you expect to be a winning football team when you stink up the joint on third down? You think it's just going to be, you know, as easy as 1-3, you're going to win ball games? Think again. So you have the offense not taking a step forward after what we saw in Carolina. They take a monumental step back. And then you have Odell Beckham Jr., who was in the middle of all this controversy with Lil Wayne and the Josina Anderson interview. And you wondered, okay, he had a very good game in Carolina. How's he going to play on Thursday night? How's he going to ball out? And let's be honest, the storyline from Odell Beckham Jr. is that he's going into the locker room a few seconds early to go get an IV. And the storyline is that he's throwing his little temper tantrums. He's trying to fire people up. I don't know what the hell Beckham was trying to do on a sideline, but it was embarrassing to watch. I mean, enough of these antics with Beckham. I mean, enough. I mean, when does it become tough to take with this guy? I don't want to hear from the Odell Beckham Jr. apologist either, because don't tell me, oh, he's trying to fire up his team. He looks like an absolute buffoon. Looks like an absolute clown. I mean, let's call a spade a spade. So you have all this going on with the Giant offense. The Giant defense was not much better. In fact, Buck and Aikman, and give them credit because they are a joy to listen to and a joy to watch on Thursday night. Love the broadcast. They were all over the fact that the Giant defense in the second half had no desire to compete. Not in any way. Carson Wentz is basically stepping back, making throw after throw after throw. How many times are they going to run a slant for 15 yards right over the middle of the field? How many times? So I don't want to hear that the Giant defense, which was dominant 2 years ago, which took a major step back last year, has all of a sudden found it. Because they get Olivier Vernon back, and it doesn't make a world of difference. He could do his job all he'd like. Giant defense stunk. Then you get to the head coach. And I understand that this head coach right now is walking into a situation that is very tumultuous. Here's my problem with Pat Shurmur. I watched that press conference after the game. I have a problem with the Giant effort. Buck and Aikman have a problem with the Giant effort. I know we live in this day and age where basically you never have a coach, a manager want to really throw his players under the bus. Well, he should have. That Giant effort in the second half was an absolute disgrace. It was a disgrace. And you're going to defend it? No. That ain't okay with me. That ain't acceptable with me. He should have a problem with the Giant effort because it was not there. Here's all you need to know about the Giants right now and where they stand as a franchise. We thought, at least some of us, that by drafting Saquon Barkley at 2, the Giants would put themselves in a position to be, dare I say, a win-now type team. That's what I heard. That's what I thought. The Giants on Thursday night, listen to this, get basically 100 yards on the ground, 100 yards receiving from the second overall pick in the draft, who is the shining light in what is going to be a rotten season. He's a stud. No ifs, no ands, no buts. Saquon Barkley has game-breaking type talent. Yet, Saquon Barkley is on this team. He's a part of this offense, and they're still awful. They're still awful. You got a running back going for 100 and 100, and yet you end up with 13 points? How in the world does that make sense? Same team, same offense, same garbage from last year. Everybody wanted to look at Ben McAdoo as the root of all evil for everything that went wrong with the New York Giants last year. And don't get me wrong. Did Ben McAdoo have his faults? You better believe it. Did McAdoo do a good job last year? No chance. He was terrible. But it does go to show you, the Giants right now, their problems as a whole go well beyond their coach from last year. And for a franchise that is very proud, for a franchise that has a lot of tradition, that over the years has had a great amount of success, let's call it like we see it. Over the last 2 years, the Giants have been nothing short of a laughingstock. And if you're going to tell me otherwise, and you're going to say I'm off base with this theory, they are 4-19. In their last 23 games. Think about that for a minute. The New York Giants. The New York football Giants. Are 4-19 in their last 23 games. There's blame to go all around. And the more and more I think about what happened in the offseason. And look, we'll see what Dave Gettleman's legacy in this town is going to be. We'll see if he gets the chance to right or wrong in the offseason. And oh, by the way, with the way the Giants are going, they're going to be picking at the top of the draft. And I would hope and pray that come next year, they'll actually be smart enough to take a quarterback. So maybe things will work themselves out down the road. But I think back to last year when they were in the hiring process of bringing in a general manager. And one of the guys being considered was Lewis Riddick, who's on ESPN, who I think is a fantastic analyst. I do wonder if Lewis Riddick said to the Giant brain trust, look, I want to come in here. I want this job. I think Eli Manning is done. I want to draft a quarterback. I want to go about it this way. I'm very curious if ownership stepped in and said, look, the only way you can take this job to be our general manager is if you stick with Eli Manning for another season. Because look, last year, the embarrassment of benching Eli for Geno Smith had this rotten stench hovering around the franchise. And the owners took the heat for it, as they should have. I think the ownership might have panicked here. I think the ownership may have said in the offseason, oh, this was such a bad look. We have to give Eli Manning another chance. Well, I can tell you this. If next year the New York Giants do not draft the quarterback in the first round, they should be ashamed. They should be ashamed. Now, when I look at this year and the decision, yeah, I think they got it wrong. And it has nothing to do with Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley is a tremendous talent. So when I come on the air and tell you the Giants got it wrong, it is not taking a shot at him in any way. He's a special player. But what it is taking a shot at is where the franchise is as a whole. They're in a wrong place. They have the wrong mentality. To honestly look at this franchise last year and sit there and say to yourselves, we'll win now. Based upon what? Based upon what? And what you're getting now, even with Saquon Barkley here, even with Saquon off to a sensational start, is the same rotten and the same ugly Giant offense. New GM, new head coach, new shiny new toy running back, Beckham's back, and yet the Giants can't move the football. And I'm sorry, you cannot sit here and tell me the only reason the Giants are not successful is their offensive line. Because honestly, that is not acceptable. That is not good enough. What you have, and you have to deal with the reality of the situation, you have an aging, declining, and I hate to say it, an over-the-hill quarterback. Yeah, great run. He'll never have to buy a drink in this town ever again. Ring of Honor, Hall of Fame, beating Brady and Belichick twice. It's an exemplary career. But if you think Eli Manning's got big-time football left in him, my question to you is this. What the hell are you watching?